Session 516, Chapter 3, Verse 186.
لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًى كَثِيرًا وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ.
You are sure to be tested through your wealth and persons. You are sure to hear much that is hurtful from those who are given the Scripture before you and from those who associate others with God. If you are steadfast and mindful of God, that is the most resolute course to take. Chapter 3, verse 186. In verse 185, God informed His beloved messenger and the believers that faith in and of itself is enough as a reward in the dunya, worldly life. Those who enter Islam should not expect immense wealth or perpetual victory. Had Islam consistently brought worldly gains, many people would simply enter to collect their share, even if they were not believers. In fact, faith is guaranteed to bring challenges and may even cause suffering. God says, "You are sure to be tested through your wealth and persons. You are sure to hear much that is hurtful from those who are given the Scripture before you and from those who associate others with God." Let's start with wealth. How can a Muslim be tested in his or her money? It could happen in one of two ways. First, there is loss through bad investments, theft, fire, government confiscation, and such. Second, you could be tested by having abundant wealth. Will you give the due zakat, almsgiving? Are you helping those in need? Or is your wealth a tool to lust after material possessions and indulgences? Trials of money can come through deprivation or excess. Take note that in the verse under study, Allah mentions wealth before physical trials. Why? Because the trials in the self are through death, injury, or sickness. Not everyone gets killed or injured, but everyone has some wealth that will come under pressure. The verse continues, "You are sure to hear much that is hurtful from those who were given the Scripture before you and from those who associate others with God." Generally, Islam faces enemies from two camps: the camp of people of the book and the camp of the polytheists. These camps tirelessly tried to harm Prophet Muhammad, both physically and through lies and rumors. If you are a believer, be ready to face mockery and hear things you despise from the other camps. Always look at such actions as a trial from the heavens, then act accordingly. When it comes to trials, many people misjudge and think they are something terrible, and the word test is often received negatively. But that should not be the case, because the test is only a negative experience for the unprepared person who will likely fail. Things are pretty different if you are prepared and pass with flying colors. A test is a tool to sort out the good from the bad. Likewise, God puts your faith through trials to see if your actions match your words. So when God says you are sure to be tested, ensure you are prepared. For example, a person who succeeds in the trials of money should say, "Whatever loss I incurred is a bounty from Allah, because He lessened my burden on the Day of Judgment." How, you may ask? We answer that sometimes people do not manage their money in an Islamic manner, so it becomes a burden on them. Allah may take this money away to save you from hellfire. He says, "Tell those who hoard gold and silver instead of giving in God's cause that they will have a grievous punishment. On the day it is heated up in hell's fire and used to brand their foreheads, sides, and backs, they will be told, 'This is what you hoarded up for yourselves. Now feel the pain of what you hoarded.'" Chapter 9, verses 34 and 35. Now listen to the following ayahs. "Man is that when his Lord tests him through generosity and bounties, he says, 'My Lord has honored me. But then when he tests him by restricting his provision, he says, "My Lord has humiliated me." Chapter 89, verses 15 through 16. Some people look at the money and wealth they accumulate as a sign of God's pleasure, and many think poverty or loss is a sign of God's anger. Both are wrong. God says in the next verse, "No." It is a one-word answer to both peoples. Neither money is proof of honor nor poverty of humiliation. How can you make money a sign of honor when it comes to you and you are successful in giving what is due to the needy? If you do not feel God's right, then money is a disgrace and a quick way to earn punishment. In such a case, isn't poverty better for you? Wouldn't Allah be honoring you with poverty if he knew that money would lead you to ruin? Listen to the rest of the verses. God says, "No. In fact, you are not generous to the orphans. You do not urge one another to feed the poor. You devour inheritance with voracious appetites, and you have an insatiable love of wealth." Chapter 89, verses 17 through 20. If you do not help the orphan, the weakest link in society, how could money be a symbol of honor and God's pleasure? Money is a trust, and those who mishandle the trust are a disgrace. If you are such a person, then it is better for you never to be entrusted with money to begin with. That way, you will remain honorable. Let's continue with the verses, "No, in fact, you are not generous to the orphans. You do not urge one another to feed the poor." If you don't give money to the poor or the orphan, can't you at least urge others to give? Are you stingy even with words? Some people cannot be bothered to offer advice. How could more money signify God's pleasure with them? Lastly, you devour inheritance with voracious appetites, and you have an insatiable love of wealth. Inheritance has clear and set rules. Sadly, many people are overcome with greed when free money becomes available for grabs. So they take their share of the inheritance and devour the share of others with no regard for whether it is halal or not. In such situations, how could you say that more money is a sign of honor and less of it is a sign of humiliation?
The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Convey my teachings to the people, even if it is only a single verse." Please take a moment to subscribe and to share with your family and friends. Visit us at www.qurangarden.com.